the person would not be even realizing that a person is getting redirected. Sometimes it's happening deliberately, consciously, and a person is deciding and choosing very, very consciously that, look, so-and-so did this, so I should also do it, made a decision. And the other is without any formal decision of any sort, it is just directly happening where the impact is on the heart, and gradually a person is beginning to make choices without realizing that I am also impacted and influenced by what I have been seeing around me, what I have been listening to. It's having an impact. One very simple example which everybody will easily understand, there are changes that keep happening, for example, in the manner of dressing. Now sometimes we don't even realize how quickly we have changed, where we were and where are we now. How quickly things have changed, we don't realize it. But people who have been around much longer than us, people who will be probably now in their 50s, in their 60s, so they have seen several generations already. So now what was something they saw when they were young, when they were in their teens? So now we're talking about 45 years ago, 50 years ago, 55 years ago. So what they saw at that time when they were in their teens, maybe at that time they were also sometimes wanting to maybe take a step in a certain direction of choosing certain kind of clothing, but they wouldn't have even imagined it. Why? Because this would have been totally taboo. Nobody would have accepted it in their families, their parents, their people around them, relatives, etc. They would all be shocked. Inna lillah, what is she wearing? How can she be dressed like this? But that which they would have been shocked about 45 years ago, so now, that's now we're talking about 45 years ago, 50 years ago, people have been in shock that what she wore, inna lillah, how can this be possible? But that same thing which would have shocked people 40 years ago, 45 years ago, 50 years ago, now that's no more shocking to anybody, illa mashallah. It's become the norm. People are wearing it, people are dressed in that manner, people are walking in front of their fathers, brothers, sons, with that kind of clothing which 40 years ago, 45 years ago was unimaginable. No ways anybody would do it. And now it's become very standard. Night clothes of a certain kind, just fine, all okay. Now the question would be that 45 years ago, something was wrong with them that they were going to be shocked about it. They were extremists of some kind, that is why they were going to be shocked about it. So now we're talking about 45 years ago, 50 years ago, then if you take it 100 years ago, they would have died of shock. But now, standard, pretty standard, nobody thinks that anything about it, illa mashallah, here and there some people will still have reservations about it. But other than that, generally on a mass scale, it's fine for everybody. So what has happened? How did this happen? It's something that has been really shocking, not like 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. And now it's fine across the board, illa mashallah. What happened? How come? That's a question. Did we ever think about this question? Did we ever decide to ask ourselves this question? So the issue is that we get impacted by things around us. Now, this is what the media does. It starts pushing something repeatedly. Now people who are glued to the media, and the media is of all different angles of media, whether it's people stuck onto the TV, or whether it is now through the social media, things that keep coming, whether it is in any other form. So they start putting in a certain angle of things, start pushing in certain trends. And now people who are glued to this all the time, they're watching this, they're following it, they're checking what's going on. So gradually what happens? Their mind starts getting conditioned towards that. They start getting attracted to it, start getting inclined to it. So now when there's an inclination, the inclination starts leading to emulation. Inclination starts leading to emulation, meaning you start following that, you start copying it. Sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. You just now, you decided to just choose something, not because you want to go in that direction, but this looks fine, or this is okay. And the other is, my friends are all doing it, some relatives, cousin, somebody is already wearing this, so then I got to fit in now. So you made a conscious decision because you want to fit in. So either way, inclination, it starts creating emulation. And sometimes, like the second example, that others are doing it, so now I need to fit in. So you started emulating first, but you were still feeling a little bit uncomfortable. Hey, I don't feel nice about wearing this. It's a bit too tight, maybe revealing to a point. I don't think it's a good thing, but now all my cousins are going to be there. My friends are going to be there. They're going to be dressed in this manner. If I don't have this, they're going to laugh at me. So you emulated without inclination. Emulation eventually creates inclination. Now, this is an important point to now try and understand what we are saying. One is you're saying inclination, meaning you start getting attracted to something. Why? Because you kept on looking at that's what's going on, what people are wearing, what's going on, what they are doing, what kind of lifestyle they are adopting. Looking at it here, looking at it there, heard about it here. So gradually that came in the heart. You also felt, now I need to, because inclination now starts creating emulation. And the other is just to fit into somewhere, fit into one group somewhere, that circle of friends, that circle of cousins or relatives, that circle of family, whatever. So now to fit in, despite not being too inclined and not being too happy about it, you still did it. What's the outcome going to be? Emulation starts creating inclination. Initially, you were feeling uneasy, or you weren't too happy about it, but you were doing it for the sake of fitting in. Now you start liking it also. Gradually you start liking it. And then after that, what happens? First, there's an inclination, but there's some reservation also. There is some reservation, but there's inclination. So now there's a tug of war in front, in the heart, but now you gave in to the wrong side of it. Then gradually what happens? Shaitan brings this line on the tongue, when somebody may advise about it, that look, this kind of dressing is not right, not suitable. The line that will come spontaneously on the tongue is, what's wrong with it? So first there was some reservation, now it became totally right. Because the question now is, what's wrong with this? Nothing wrong. It is fine. Who said anything is wrong? So you say somebody else, somebody said something is wrong. You say, no, that's our extreme position now. Everybody else is saying it's fine, so it can't be wrong. So now where it started off from and where it's gone to. So now this is the lesson that we have to understand very, very well, and especially in this particular time of the year, in the month of Rabiul Awwal, there is a general heightened awareness of the Mubarak Sirat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the personality of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are bayan sometimes given on the subject. Whereas this is not something to be confined to Rabiul Awwal, it's something to carry on year long and every day of our lives, that we should be discussing some aspect or the other of the Mubarak life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discussing his Mubarak sunnats, discussing the advice and guidance he gave us. There should be no day that should go past without expressing our muhabbat and love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the manner of reciting Durood Sharif, for example, abundant Durood Sharif. These are things that we should be doing regularly, constantly. And in this way, inshallah, summa inshallah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase, the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase, then the desire to emulate him will increase. And when the desire to emulate him increases, then there'll be a disinclination to that extent from the ways of his enemies. Now, we have discussed this topic many, many times. And one of the things that have been always highlighted is that the people who have brought about this kind of fashion into the world, which unfortunately Muslims are also just headlong into it, the fashion which, as mentioned earlier, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it would have been totally shocking to any Muslim, very shocking. Even the modern Muslims, who we call modern, many of us regarded ourselves as now very upright and pious Muslims, and then we regard others as modern Muslims. So we who are regarding ourselves as upright and that we are conservative, we're not modern, whatever that now, however we're describing it. But if we had to go back 50 years, 40 years ago in what we are doing, they would regard us as past modern. And as mentioned, they would be shocked. So at that time's modern person was still far better than perhaps much where we have gone through. That modern person of 45 years, 50 years ago or so, wouldn't have dared what we do as normal things now. Because it becomes the norm. Everybody's doing it, everybody's dressing like that, everybody's behaving in that way. That's become the norm in family gatherings. That's the kind of things that people go attend, that kind of events here and there, and think nothing about it. So now in this month of Rabiul Awwal, we feel more inclined to express our muhabbat for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That muhabbat must get channeled towards emulation of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following in his mubarak footsteps, wanting to know what was his life all about, his sunnah, and trying to learn, trying to implement, trying to bring that deep down in our lives. So, what we have to do, think carefully, that what in my life, is resembling the Yahud rather than resembling the lifestyle that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Listen carefully. Then what's the comparison now we have to make? We have to ask ourselves this question. And if we don't know the answer, then we should ask somebody else, look, this is my life. I don't know whether I'm making the right call here. Because sometimes the person is just completely oblivious. Just saw everybody doing and just flowed with the tide and the floodwaters. So then we need to ask somebody else's advice then. That look, what's the way forward here? Everybody is doing this, I started doing it also. I'm dressing in this manner as well. I got this kind of inclinations, lifestyle, etc. So on the one side is the lifestyle, and lifestyle includes everything. It includes the appearance, the dressing, what we do, what we don't do, where we go, where we don't go, what kind of interaction we have with others, what we speak and what we don't speak, and a whole lot of everything is not confined to just ibadat, not confined to fasting in the month of Ramadan or the salah we perform. That's part of it, obviously the most fundamental part. Those are the pillars of Islam. But with that, it includes all these aspects of life. So now what in my life, on the one side is the Mubarak Sirat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Mubarak Ahadith, his way of life, what kind of values he thought. That's all part of his lifestyle. The values of haya, of simplicity, and all the host of things which inshallah we will discuss some other time. On the other side is what the Yahud primarily, the Yahud. Now just to pause a little bit here, especially in the times that we are currently living and what we keep hearing all the time, every day, what the Yahud are doing to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine in general, and in other parts of the world as well. Does it tug at our heart? Do we feel something about it? Do we feel hurt? Do we feel concerned? So inshallah, every mu'min feels hurt. Every mu'min feels concerned, because otherwise then there's a very big problem with the state of our iman. It's natural for every mu'mina, to feel pained and very pained. Every other day, every day, babies and children are being killed, men, women are being killed, innocent people who are innocent even in the eyes of the kuffar, let alone in our eyes, even in the eyes of the kuffar, they deem them innocent and they are being slaughtered. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect, Allah Ta'ala grant them afiyat as well, Allah Ta'ala remove their difficulties and hardships, Allah Ta'ala give us the heart to at least make dua for them daily, earnest dua, not just a routine dua, deep down from our hearts, and imagining ourselves in that situation, had we been there, our families there, our children there, our siblings there, and now suddenly something is happening, one person has gone, this has happened, that has happened, no food to eat, no water to drink, and subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala make hifazat, and Allah grant them afiyat as well. So now, where is this coming from? From the Yahud. And this is their, how they are dealing with the matter. Now that community, that people who are slaughtering our brothers and sisters in this manner, and what they put forward in this dunya in terms of their fashions, their ways, that is on the other side. On the one side is the Mubarak Sirat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the values that he taught, the deen that he presented to us, the lifestyle that he gave us. And the other side is the Yahud, their lifestyle, their tight-fitting clothing, their revealing garments, their life manner of dressing and appearance, their way of having functions, weddings. It came from somewhere. It didn't come from us, the kind of weddings that take place nowadays. It didn't just happen that somebody woke up in the morning because he dreamt that must now have a wedding in this manner, that there'll be a big gathering, there'll be music, there'll be some dancing, and Allah forbid what not is happening there. It didn't just happen because somebody woke up and dreamt the night before, I must do this, shaitan just came in his dream. Shaitan is working via the Yahud, via the Nasara, via the Kuffar and Mushrikeen. And now Muslims are seeing this, and they're adopting it, they're going down the same road. So now in this time that we are living in, this question, sit down and ask each one of us, ask ourselves this question. What in my life is closer to the way of the Yahud compared to the way of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. If I find something in my life that is closer to the way of the Yahud compared to the way of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should then cry tears of blood. And then that's not where it finishes off. Then I should make tawbah. I should make tawbah, and then I should make a change and come to the way of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I should throw away those things that are resembling the way of the Yahud, their styles, their fashions, their lack of haya garments. I should throw it away and come to the Mubarak way of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the decision that we must make. This is expression of true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we made a mistake in the past. Allah forgive us. And we're going to make sincere tawbah, shed tears of remorse and regret, and come to the personality, to the way of life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala sent him as rahmatul lil alameen. Whatever he has presented to us is out of that rahmat. And it is our good. And it is our betterment. But if we carry on following in the footsteps of the Yahud and Nasara, we'll end up in the same destruction that they are in. So this is the thing that we need to now consciously make this decision. We need to come out of this approach of just following blindly, because now people start taking it, it starts becoming the norm. They're all influenced. They all got washed away with the flood waters. The flood waters washes a lot of dirt. And now people just get washed away with the flood waters. They go with the dirt. We don't want to be in the dirt. We will make dua for everybody. And we will stay out of the dirt. We will bring others also out of the dirt in a nice way, in a manner of well-wishing, wanting the best for others, bringing them also closer to deen, not regarding ourselves as better than anybody, because only that person is better who passed on the day of Qiyamah. We don't know what's coming still for us. We are still also the very, very weak and sinful servants of Allah Ta'ala. But we will make an effort on ourselves and make an effort on others as well. So we need to talk about this among ourselves. Ask one another, help one another. That okay, let's jointly, maybe I might not be able to figure out this myself, but I'm going to sit with one friend or two friends and we're going to jointly discuss this. Okay, let's make a list. What I think is closer to the way of the Yahud in my life, in my ways, in my habits, in my dressing, in my appearance, in my choices, in where I go, where I don't go, in my lifestyle in general. And if I don't know, then ask a mualdima, ask some senior person, that look, now I got all these things, I don't know what falls on which side. And now we're going to make a small list, and then we're going to make a target now. I need to clear these things out of my life. I need to come on the other side. The other side, the side which is the real side. The side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I need to leave the side of shaitan, because all this is from shaitan. The Yahud and Nasara's way is from shaitan. I need to come out of that and come onto the side of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the one that cried for us. Shaitan didn't cry for us. The Yahud didn't cry for us. The Yahud didn't make any betterment for us. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam shed tears and stood long rakats in salah and then made dua for his ummah. And at Arafat, and at Muzdalifah, and he made dua upon dua, and daily there should be dua, and so much of concern for the ummah. What appreciation we showed. We went to the way of the Yahud. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We need to make tawbah from that. We need to come back to the personality who was really concerned about us, underwent untold sacrifices for us. And he'll be the personality who we will be wanting him to intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. How are we going to expect that if we were doing something totally opposite to his way of life? Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq that we reflect in this manner as discussed. We ponder over it. We ask ourselves the question, help one another to come to this. Jointly make a decision. We are all going to move in this direction. So we're helping one another. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Assist one another in acts of virtue and righteousness. In acts of taqwa, in virtue, righteousness. Help one another. So we will sit together, we will make a decision together, I will inform others, we've made this. Now each one got support of the other. It becomes much more easier to take the step forward. Allah loves such people who take a step towards Him. And Allah's help and special grace comes rushing towards them. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala assist us and help us to come out of anything to do with the ways of the Yahud and Nasara and Kuffar and Mushrikeen. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of adopting the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every step in life. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.